यशो दरंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी राधमाधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधमाधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय बलदेव जय सुभद्रा जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Hari Gaur Premanande, Jai Om Vishnu Pad Varmam Saparirajukara Stotra Satasimala Zivayang Grish Hesi Bhakti Vedanta Swam Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnu Pad Varmam Saparirajukara Stotra Satasimala Zivayang Grish Bhaksiddhan Sarvasti Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Grantaraya Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Tai Gaur Premanande, All Glorious Assembled Devotees, All glories assembled devotees. All glories Sri Guru and Gauranga, all glories Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirahe Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavate Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cham Nandagopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 23. We are going to cover from the verses 39, 40, 41. Okay. So, 40 is written on the board. Okay. I'm not sure how proper meter goes. Dikjanmanas trividam yatatvad Digvratam digbahu jnanatam Digkulam digkriya diksham Vimukah yetva adokshaje Daigjanmanas trividad yatata Digvritam digbahuja bahu gnanatam Digkulam digkriya diaksham Vimukaha yetva adokshaje Digjanmanas trividat yatadam Digvratam digbahujnanatam Digkulam digkriyadakshyam Vimukayetva adokshajem Digjanmanas trividat yatatat Digvratam digbahujatam Digkulam digkriyadaksham Vimukati adokshaje Digjanmanas digvidyatat Dikjanam dikriyadaksham Vimukati adokshaje Dikjanmanas trividyatat Dikritam dikbahugnyatam Dikulam dikriyadaksham Vimukaye tvadokshaje Dikjanmanastrividyatyatta Dikratam dikbahugnyatam Dikulam dikriyadaksham Vimokadatviyadokshaje What was meaning? Dig, to hell. Janma, with the birth. Na, our. Trivid, threefold. The first from the physical parents. The second at the time of Brahmanical initiation. And the third at the time of initiation to the performance of Vedic sacrifice. Yattad, whatever, dig, to hell, ratam, with our vow of celibacy. Dig, to hell, bahujanmata, with our extensive knowledge. Dig, to hell, Kulam, with our aristocratic legions. Dhik, to hell. Kriyadaksham, with our expertise in the ritualistic activities. Vimukutaha, inimical. Ye, who, to, whoever. Adokshare, to the transcendental personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The Brahmana said, to hell with our threefold birth, our vow of celibacy, and our extensive learning, to hell with our aristocratic background, and our expertise in the ritualistic sacrifice. They are all condemned because we are inimical to the transcendental personality of Godhead purport. As explained in the definitions above, the word dhik, vrita, janma, or the threefold birth refer to the one, physical birth, two, Brahmanical initiation, three, initiation to the performance of Vedic sacrifice. Everything is useless if one is ignorant of the absolute truth, the Supreme Lord Krishna. I'll read 39 also. Translation for the 39. Taking note of their wives, pure transcendental devotional for the Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and seeing their own lack of devotion, the Brahmanas felt most sorrowful and began to condemn themselves. Text 41. The illusionary potency of the Supreme Lord certainly bewilders even the great mystic, and what to speak of us? As a Brahmanas, we are supposed to be the spiritual master of all the classes of men, and yet we have been bewildered about our own real interest. Om Ajnana Trimirandhasyam Gananjanam Shalakaya Chakshur Unmitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Namavom Vishnupadayam Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacchade Satarini Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So here we are seeing that these Brahmanas are repenting, repenting what they have done wrong, and what they have seen, that wives of the Brahmanas, they have done a pure devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So not only they are repenting themselves, and also they are rejecting their birth, as they have taken in the Brahminical family, and they have taken initiation, and they are rejecting all the Vedic sacrifice. So they understood that what we are doing, but we are missing the essence of our life. It is just like a person is lying down. He's well decorated with a, you know, he's well dressed, and he has a nice hairstyle, and he has put cosmetic, and he's looking handsome, and he has everything perfect. What suppose if the man is dead? It is just useless. It's like Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jati Japa Tapa Priya Apranasya Dehasya Mandalam Lokaranjanam. It's like decorating a dead body. You know, you can decorate a dead body with all kinds of paraphernalia, but ultimately it's dead. Similarly, these Brahmanas are also thinking, we have taken a birth in a Brahminical family, and we got initiation, and that is a second birth, and also we are doing Vedic performance, sacrifice. But everything supposed to be pleased to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like you are cooking everything, but you forgot to offer. It's like that. You know, you have made nice dishes, you know, you made nice preparations. You know, chapan bhog 54 items, but ultimately you forgot to offer a Supreme Lord. Or you offered but without tulsi. It is just like that. So Lord will not accept that. Whatever you offer, you should be tulsi. Then only Lord will accept that. Similarly, these Brahmanas, they are thinking, they are condemning themselves. Because one good quality of these Brahmanas I found is, Whenever someone does a mistake or a sinful activity, immediately he realizes that what he has done a mistake. That is a good quality of a devotees. You know, they do the mistakes, they do some sinful activities, and they carry on. Okay, it is nothing, but it's my nature, it's my life, you know, what I have done, you know. They justify themselves, thinking that what I have done is correct. But whereas the Brahmanas, they realize that this is the difference between the demons and the devotees. The demons also do mistake, and devotees also do mistake. Just like Indra, he also done a mistake. You know, he has disturbed the whole Vrindavan by, you know, showering the rain, which is at the time of inhalation, you know, at the time of destruction of the whole universe. And you see the Agasura, he also wants to kill all the Vrajavasis. The both parties are same activity they have done. You know, Indra wants to kill in some way, and Agasura also wants to kill in some way. But this, you see the main difference here, after they are doing the act, and Indra realizes that, oh, he is nothing but Supreme Lord, he is my Lord, he is my Master. I'm not supposed to do like that. So he repented. Whereas the demons, they did not repent. They rejoice. They enjoy. And they like to do more and more again. Similarly, if you see the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra, Hanuman and Ravana, they both want Sita. Hanuman wants Sita to unite with Ram. and Ravana wants Sita to enjoy himself. So he has done a number of, you know, he has taken a number of ladies and he enjoyed Ravana. What he didn't get any realization that what he has done a mistake. Instead of getting realization, he rejoiced. You know, he enjoyed doing mistake that again and again and again and again. But whereas Hanuman, he think that this Sita must be enjoyed by Lord Ramchandra only. So they both want Sita, but one is looking as a enjoyful mood, another is looking for the service mood. One is looking for the kamon mukha, and one is looking for sevon mukha. Sevon mukha jivadav, svayam evaspurataya. And Ravana is looking for kamon mukha, to how I can enjoy this particular thing. So, at the same time, the brahmanas repent and they realize that what the mistake they have done, because they realize that ultimately whatever we are doing, we are supposed to please the Supreme Lord. If you are missing that point, then what is the use of sacrifice? Similarly, we also perform many activities. If it is not pleasing the Supreme Lord, if it is not pleasing the devotees, then what is the use of that activity? That main thing in the Nectar of Devotion, in that preface or translation, it is mentioned that attitude is more important. On what attitude you are doing, on what attitude you are performing such devotional activity, whether it is a deity worship, whether it is a giving class, or whether doing, you know, whether performing kirtan, whether pot washing and everything, what attitude is important. So if your attitude is not pleasing, then all the things what you have done is just going to the waste. Why? Because devotional service should attract the Supreme Lord. That is the ultimate goal. If it doesn't attract the Supreme Lord, it attracts all other elements. Name, fame, reputation, it attracts. But the brahmanas realize that it's nothing but a waste of time and waste of energy and waste of our birth. Because everybody is known by their birth. First, they condemn their birth. So, in India mostly, they will ask, what, you know, which family you have taken birth. Because by the, if you say some friends or family, they recognize by your family, your behavior and your action. If you are born in certain family, they expect you these qualities from certain family. If you are born in Kshatriya family, king's family, they expect you to be a, you know, very strong and very brave. If you are born in certain family, they expect you those qualities. First, that's why they reject their physical birth from the parents. And second, the birth is real birth initiation, Brahminical initiation. They're rejecting that one also. Because after whoever, like for example, a person is born in a low class family, then he got in touch with the devotees, then he took initiation, and then so on, then he's continuing devotional service. Then, if it is the devotional service not favorable to Krishna consciousness, then that is also to be rejected. So that is the second thing, because the birth from the mother father is like you are forced into take those particular family. You are not given a choice to take a birth in this particular family, checking the background of economic and checking the background of the family. You don't have the choice. That is physical birth from the family. And second birth is initiation. Then you are eligible to take initiation from such a spiritual master. If you are not fulfilling those vows, then that is also rejected. And the, whatever Vedic sacrifice you are performing, like in our sense, we are following celibacy, or if you are following a particular ashram, if that is not favorable to Krishna consciousness, that is also should be rejected. Why? Because yes, if you send Krishna consciousness, it is accessible to each and everybody. If your goal of life is not to please Krishna, if your goal of life is to please yourself, then you will be always in miseries. We see that many times we talk about, oh, what about our happiness, what about our needs, what about our concern. Okay, those are to be addressed. But at the same time, if you are doing extra endeavor for the happiness, extra endeavor for something, for a sense pleasure, then you are in the wrong track. Because in the previous ages, nobody is, if you see your grandfather, father, nobody is, they are trying extra endeavor for the, to become happy. You know, they carry on their duty. Sometimes happiness comes, well, they just, you know, enjoy, or they just harmonize with that. If happiness doesn't come, they'll carry on that duty. But nowadays what happened, we are trying extra effort for to be happy. Because this happiness and distress, it's not in our hand. It is not something we can go and buy on the stores. It is just comes and goes. But if you are trying extra endeavor, that then it is miserable person. And also, they not only repent, but they are giving up their pride also. You know, when they took initiation, when you take initiation, then sometimes there's chances of becoming pride. Okay, now I have become a devotee, now I'm above all. We see all the other persons outside. We think that, okay, this person's not following rules and regulations. This person's not following the chanting. This person's, they're not doing the, I mean, they're not reading. Because I'm doing everything, I become pride. And also they are rejecting the prideness. Because we understand from the scriptures, we study and we read, we hear, devotional service is the highest. Whoever performs a devotional service is the best. We constantly keep hearing like that. And when we keep hearing, the pride develops. We think that nobody is equal to us. Then the pride mood is gone. The pride will come and it will take everything. And see, in our lives also, we sometimes tendency, it is not wrong, it sometimes comes, and sometimes, you know, we should cope up with the tendencies so that we can understand what is the real essence of the life, what is the real essence of the following celibacy, what is the real essence of the following Brahminical culture, what is essence. If essence is forgotten, then all other things we do, we see in our lives, it's just like a show-off bottle. You know, the show-off bottle, you see that, you know, nice label, nice, you know, tag, everything, it nice ingredients, but if you open the bottle inside, there is nothing. Hello. So if you take that kind of bottle, then it will be easily carried away by these things. One time, a spiritual master was questioned by a disciple. I'm doing bhakti. I'm, you know, following all the scriptures and, you know, following all the rules and regulations. But why I'm not getting, you know, taste, or why I'm not getting absorbed in the process? Then the spiritual master told, okay, bring a wine bottle. Then he brought a wine bottle into the class and asked him to take a sip of wine bottle. But he made a condition: before you drink, you should not swallow it, keep it in your mouth. Okay. Then he did the same thing. He took a sip and he kept in the mouth. And after some time, he told the disciple to spit it out, that wine. Then he spit it out. Then spiritual master asked him, did you get intoxicated? He said, no. Why? Because you don't know that I should not swallow, I should keep it in my mouth, and I should spit out. The same thing, Krishna consciousness is. That we are taking, but we are not, you know, drinking completely. We are keeping in the mouth and spitting out. So that's why we are not getting absorbed in the Krishna consciousness. That's why we are not getting this, just like a Brahmanical wife. Brahman wives are, you know, say they absorbed because they heard from the all the sources of, you know, they heard last class we discussed, they heard the qualities of Krishna from the flower vendor, they heard the qualities of Krishna from the betel nut seller, they heard the qualities of Krishna from the fruit seller. So the main thing is you hear. Hearing is the most important aspect of our life. That's why in the Navabhida Bhakti, Shravanam Kirtanam. First comes Shravanam. If you, like, if a friend you comes and says, advises you, okay, so you have this certain issue, he will tell, okay, if you take this medicine or do this, you will get improved. That means you are, what happening is there is you are giving oral reception to that particular friend. The friend is investing faith what he has done, and the same faith is carried away. Then only you are doing that activity. Similarly, what we hear is most important. If you hear some nonsense, then the same thing goes into your consciousness. If you hear Krishna Katha, the same thing goes into Krishna Katha. Same thing goes into your consciousness. The most important part of it, the life is hearing. If you hear constantly Krishna Katha or discuss Krishna Katha, the same thing enter into your consciousness. That's why these Brahmanas, they did not hear the properly qualities of Krishna. That's why they're condemning their life, they're condemning their Brahminical initiation, they're condemning their birth, and everything they're condemning. Whereas their wives, they absorbed in everything. And in the 41 verse, the illusionary potency of the Supreme Lord is certainly bewildered even the great mystic. And what to speak of us? The great mystic yogas, they want to practice, you know, they want to conquer Krishna by their mystic power and so and certain etc. things, you know, by performing austerity and performing all kinds of yoga posture, but they are bewildered because they don't understand the particular goal of life. Whereas the Brahmanas are supposed to be the spiritual masters of head of society. You know, Brahmanas are giving instructions to the society. If Brahmanas themselves are bewildered, and what they can give direction? It's just like if you are driving on the car, if you stop at the signal, instead of red, it is showing some other colors. Instead of red, it is showing blue, yellow, orange. Then the whole traffic is going to mess. And you hit someone, you made an accident, because the traffic signal is not showing proper lights. Similarly, the Brahmanas' main role of the society, they are showing the directions, which way to go. If Brahmanas themselves are bewildered, themselves are confused, and what guidance they are going to give to the ordinary people. So, that's why in the 9th chapter, Kim Puna Brahmana. So, in the 9th chapter, it is said that, see, Brahmanas are supposed to be leading to the society. And they're giving proper guidance to the Kshatriyas. That's why Srila Prabhupada frequently mentioned our society is to train the Brahmanas. They give the guidance to the people in general. If Brahmanas are not properly trained and they are not well versed in scriptures, what training they can give? So these are all the things one should keep in the mind and thinking that what is the real essence of our life and how we should follow the Krishna consciousness and what attitude we should put on doing any kind of services and what is the mood we should carry, then we understand the life of purpose of our life. Otherwise it is just like a doing for the sake of doing, you know, just like we took initiation, just we have to follow. If you follow, of course you'll get a benefit, but not real benefit. Just like we took initiation, we vow in front of spiritual master, chanting 16 rounds, following five regulated principles. Those are good, but if you really, with a heart full, wholehearted, if you follow, if you chant nicely, if you follow the regulations, and if you do the things, then you don't miss the essence of the life. That's why we carried away. Why we are getting distracted? Because our goal is not fixed. That's why we are getting distracted. When your goal is fixed, you won't get distracted. Just like a Brahmanas, their goal is not fixed, that we should please the Supreme Lord. That's why they rejected and they ignored the cowherd boys when they came and asked, you know, Krishna Balaram are hungry in the forest. So please give them something. So just ignore it. If somebody is coming to you and asking something, if you just ignore them, the next time they don't come to you. Similarly, if you just ignore the things and just doing whimsically, and the results will be that. Ye tamam prapatyante tamsita iva pajamya. So it's 8:11. I stop here. I don't have anything realizations. I just whatever I got points. So please forgive me if I spoke my beyond my realizations. If you have any questions, comments.
Thank you. The mode of goodness is contaminated by, you know, if we're out there and we're seeing people that are misbehaving, the person in the mode of goodness, the disease of his disease is that he thinks he's better than everybody else. I remember we were out on Harinam once, and this guy came up and he says, where you guys been lately? I haven't seen you in a long time. You're not doing your job. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, well, Krishna consciousness is open for everybody. What are you doing? You know? So that just kind of came to mind. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Nice.
Part two. Class part two.
Yeah. Keep it short.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for your class. The one thing that stood out to me in this verse is that, and the one theme that also appears in throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam is the Brahmanas is describing that we perform so many austerities, yet we still had no love for Krishna. Yet our wives didn't perform, you know, practically none of the things we did, but they have so much love and they're so qualified. And so we see this is a thing throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam where there's two kinds of personalities. Those who perform the difficulty of honoring others and those who perform difficulties to be honored by others. So we see in pastime, Hiranyakashipu, he stood on his tippy toes for millions of years. His name means one who loves money and women, but he gave that up for millions of years. He was buried in the ground, skin eaten by ants. And so Lord Brahma, so he did these austerities just to be honored by others, but there was one austerity from a comparative point of view was much easier than these other austerities. He couldn't honor and respect his son who just disagreed with him. My dear father, I disagree with you. I don't think you're God. Krishna is. What? I would rather stand on my tippy toes, be buried in the ground, than to honor somebody who doesn't consider me the greatest. And so my question is regarding this, we see the I'm sure in my own life, of course, I were influenced by the false ego, so I can only see the faults of others. But I'm sure I also had the same mentality. But from what I could remember, I've known there's many devotees who came up to me who were chanting for many years, performing austerities of chanting, doing following four regular principles. However, when somebody who was in Krishna consciousness is shorter than them, they complain. I've been doing all this sadhana for years and, you know, they only been, you know, like 6 months and they're getting initiated. So we see that, you know, we perform difficulties just to be honored by others, but there's no guarantee. So my question is that we see without this humility, you know, we can see people leave Krishna consciousness. I've chanted many rounds. I've done so many austerities. Yet, you know, I have no tendency to honor others, and I start criticizing those fault finding. And what happens? You come out of paras, and then you leave. So, what are some steps we could do to perform the easy austerity of respecting others, honoring others, instead of wasting our time more or less of, you know, spending thousands of hours chanting Bahu Jama Kadi Yadi Shravanam Kirtan Tabutana Paya Krishna Padi Primadam. This verse from the Adi Lila chapter 8 verse 16. It says, even if you spend the austerity of millions of births performing the austerity of chanting the holy name, if you don't perform the humility-producing austerity of Trinada Bisuni chain, or Prabhupada mentions that in a purport, then you know you're more or less not necessarily wasting your time, but eventually you have to get the sense, oh yeah, I'm wasting my time in one sense. Not, of course, Krishna is very merciful, but still, Anyway, maybe you could share some points on that. My question wasn't clear. My point was, but I don't really can't really formulate a question. But
you answered your own question. In the question, like you asked, it's a humility we need to cultivate. Though you may chant 64 rounds, 182 rounds, 192 rounds, but that's supposed to bring up the attitude of serving others and gratitude that we are what we have got in our life. And if you have these two characters, these two habits, like attitude that what mood you are performing and gratitude what you have got, and understand what before initiation or before coming to the Krishna consciousness how you were and now how you are, then naturally humility comes. Then if humility comes, means, you know, you can appreciate everyone, but that is very difficult quality of, you know, humility. Everyone, it's not just getting like that. You have to do extra effort to get cultivate that quality of humility.
Thank you. One last comment. Bhaktisiddhanta says, unfortunately, I'll bring a reference later, but I was just recently reading. This is precisely what Bhaktisiddhanta did. He was distinguishing between those who perform the difficulty of honoring others and those who perform difficulty. Of course, his disciple chanted many rounds, but I just recently read in Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav. I'll bring the reference next time whenever to class, because it's an important point. It says, it describes that he will make his disciples who are arguing with each other to publicly praise each other. And we see we have so many festivals of the holy name, 64 rounds. But if we had a festival of honoring those we're envious of, that or respecting those who did some who mistreated us, who would come to that festival? Nobody would come. So anyway, this is one point Bhaktisiddhanta mentioned. He forced his disciples to publicly praise each other. So anyways, thank you for letting me
share. Thank you so much.
I'll bring the references.
Any other? Okay. Thank you so much. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki Dai Gaur Premanande.